Cameroon's up-and-coming reggae star Silva is dedicated to fighting corruption in his country, and the 29-year-old uses his music to criticize corrupt politicians and raise awareness for the problem.
You have public service workers, you have ministers that swindle money from state coffers without giving account. It's a very, 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 very bad thing.
We don't want corruption in our hometown.
Silva comes from Dob in Cameroon's English-speaking northwestern region. He usually sings in English, but when his songs touch on corruption, he switches to French, the country's other official language. Silva sees corruption as a bigger problem in the French-speaking part of Cameroon.
I wanted to reach out to the Francophone community, but it's important to highlight the fact that our Anglophone community understand French so well.
In his song called Non à la corruption or Non to Corruption, Silva doesn't mince words, but clearly sings that his country's economy has been systematically killed by corruption.
Nous disons non à la corruption, non à la corruption, non à la corruption, nous disons non, non.
Many of his fans, like Janet Mban, wonder whether those in power will ever really understand Silva's message.
Silva's songs simply creep into your soul. The lyrics are soul-searching and appealing not only to the senses but also to the heart. It's quite amazing that such music and message would not strike a sensitive chord in the minds of those who rule us today.
In 1989 and 1990, Cameroon was ranked consecutively as the world's most corrupt nation by the anti-corruption watchdog Transparency International. Kininsom, the Yaoundé bureau chief of the Post newspaper, says the situation has not changed much since then, and it's corruption that has caused the poverty that affects 4 in 10 Cameroonians.
Corruption in Cameroon is a real enigma. It is responsible for the paradox of poverty in this country, because we cannot see a country that is endowed with a lot of natural resources and its people are poor. We have a corrupt and a coterie of self-seeking schemers who are harvesting everything for their well-being. So you can imagine that this attitude, coupled with the impunity that the corrupt people are enjoying, is what has put this country in the murky waters of contempt.
The government has made an effort to fight corruption in Cameroon, and a number of top government officials have been arrested, including a former prime minister. Kininsom believes music can play an important role in changing attitudes, even if it can't write any new laws.
It can play a role, a very important role, to people whose morals are still intact. Music can only be a moral appeal, and Cameroon is yet to adopt an anti-corruption law as prescribed by the United Nations. So musicians can only make a moral appeal in their songs, but there's nothing to pin down any corrupt person.
Silva's songs, it seems, are making an impact. He has received testimonies on how his music has been encouraging people in power to rethink their actions.
One day I met a police officer, a friend. He asked me, but what's happening? You composed a song against corruption. Don't you think that you are attacking us directly? I told him that no, this is just my role as a citizen of this nation. This song goes a long way to call on consciences, on you, my friend, to know that taking bribe is not a good thing. And he said, that's a very, very important thing that you've told me today. And I think that from today, I won't take any franc from any taxi man.
For Silva, each small step is important.
Quand nous pillons les caisses de l'État, nous tuons l'économie du pays, nous mettons le peuple mal à l'aise et c'est pas normal.
Ngala Kilian Chimtom, DW, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
C'est parce qu'on ne punit pas les accusés. Le favoritisme, le tribalisme, c'est pas normal.
C'est pas normal. Nous disons non à la corruption. Non à la corruption. Non à la corruption. Nous disons non, non. Nous disons non.